This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who's just told me that I can't put the heating on because we're going to start the podcast. And once we start the podcast, we're going to get really warm by sitting here talking to each other, not moving.
Wow, that might be the earliest beef that's ever happened on this podcast. 10 seconds in.
The beef's just bleeding into the rest
Good
of the podcast.
Lord. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming back. This is episode 10. And do you know what? In light of recent events that have just happened there, I'm going to have to apologise profusely to this week's sponsor who had signed up and who was on board, and I was going to get on board with them, but we're going to have to change it. In light of the slander I've just received, I've just got a new sponsor.
What was it going to be?
I don't. Well, they can be next week. This week's sponsor is.
Yeah.
Jumpers.
Jumpers.
Jumpers. You walk around the house in a t-shirt, are you? Want to stick the heating on? Don't bother, mate. Put a jumper on.
Oh.
Jumpers. Versatile. Some of them have got hoods. Put two on.
Hang on. Are you my granddad back from the dead?
Hey, do you like a shirt but want it to be thicker? You need a jumper. Do you?
You had not thought this through. You should have went with the other one, mate.
I should have went with the other one. God, will someone just sponsor the podcast, for God's sake?
Have you not got anything else? Is that
I've got another one, but it was probably worse than that.
Oh, Christ. Are you done?
I'm done.
Right. Like, oh, Chris, you've let yourself down. People look forward to them.
Oh, hold on. No.
Something coming through from the jumper? Anything?
Before we start officially, a word from our real sponsor. This week's sponsor is Cheers.
No, you can't do two. You can't do two.
But what do you want us to do? You're slacking us off as that.
Right, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello there. Welcome back. Thank you, Christopher, for the worst sponsor ever.
Well,
there is actually any real sponsors want to sponsor the show, please get in touch with us, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
And just as a note, so like the internet, water, and cups and all of the people who've done it, they were paying $1 million an episode. So that's the ballpark figure we're after here.
Thank you.
It wasn't pounds, it was $1 million of their product. I got $1 million waters.
Oh, God. It gets worse, seriously. Stop. What are you been up to? Oh, no, should we explain? Actually,
just, yeah.
Firstly, yeah, explain what's happening.
Well, what's happening is due to last week's, the comments from the podcast last week, because we did it on a night time and we drank some wine, you just asked me a question there while I was busy drinking some wine, because everyone said, look, you're just, you know, it seems
better.
They said it was weirdly, yeah. I mean, it's that thing of like they didn't not like the others, but they were like, oh, this is better now. This needs to be your new thing.
It just needs to be a bit drunk, doesn't it?
So we just thought, well, we're not drunk. I mean, I've had literally two sips of a wine, but it's nighttime. It does feel a little bit better being able to do it on a nighttime rather than, God, we were doing it at 10 in the morning at one point.
I know. It's a bit strange, isn't it? You've had the whole day to like limber up
yeah.
and think of stuff. Yeah, I've exactly. just been for a run.
Yeah. I know.
Can you believe it?
I put
What's
Rob
the matter
in the bed. You went for a walk.
Bent over for a run.
You need to sort your posture out. You're going to do your selling walk running like that. I put the bear into bed. Put Robin to bed. Do you know what he does now?
What?
He's like, you know, like he used to like cuddle.
Who, me son?
Yeah.
No idea. Who's he?
You put him to bed, right? And he used to like cuddle around you. Now he just, with one of his hands, just grabs your neck.
Yes.
Like he's.
Do like you he's think he's got shake, a little
like
bit
he's
of
a bully shaking you down for dinner money?
Do you not think he's got a bit of serial killer in him? Like
oh,
he just has,
loads.
Yeah, has his hands on your neck. Is that a normal thing? Do other children do
toddlers
that?
Toddlers do this.
Should we send him to the doctors?
It's very strange.
Yeah,
very
it's horrible.
Strange. So how do you, how far did you go on your run? Are you a runner now? Are you gonna put the maps on Facebook?
No, okay, I don't go far enough. It's not impressive at all. I literally do like 15 minutes.
I hate that map.
What?
I hate that map that people put on the Facebook. Did the morning run. Just a cheeky
13K.
I'm just, oh God, all right, man, get it out my face.
Yeah,
I don't eat me curry and cry on your lawn. Get it out my life.
It's a very arrogant thing to do, isn't it?
Oh, proper.
Putting your pictures or your maps or your runs. Mm. Like, keep it to yourself. Why does anyone need to know? But then again, I've just told you all that I went for a run.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
have to tell you that.
Couldn't bloody wait.
I know. I also had like two tablespoons of butter on my jacket potato, but I didn't think to tell you that, did I? Do you know what I mean? I'll not tell you the bad things.
You had a chicken pie at the pub today.
I did have a chicken
jumped
pie.
Over.
Yeah.
Massive.
It was nice.
We went to a garden centre today, didn't we?
Ooh.
Aren't we old? I was walking around the garden centre and I was just thinking, yeah, this is my domain now. This is where I hang out.
I love it, mate.
I do.
You bought a jumper because you were cold.
I bought a jumper at the garden centre. I was over the moon. I just took my t-shirt in the car because I'm an idiot. And I was like, oh, it'll be fine. Not thinking garden centres are predominantly outside. So I literally walked around and I was like, it's a bit Billy Big Bollocks. It's a bit flash. Do you know what I mean? Just going, I'll buy a jumper just for now because I'm great. Bloody 18 quid and it was gorgeous.
It's really
I'm over
nice.
The moon. I'm going to go back and get some more colours of it.
Mm.
It was a lovely fit.
I know. I bought someone a birthday present the other day from the garden.
From the garden.
Don't tell them. But yeah.
Don't tell them. A little clue though, if you happen to get a bottle of weed killer, you know who you are.
Goldfish, anyone?
A couple of ant traps.
I nearly bought a goldfish today.
What?
I'd honestly, me and Robin perusing, I don't know where you were at this point. Mm. Probably getting a hose or something.
I know exactly where I was. I was looking at the big, massive fish.
Of course. Oh, right. So you were near?
Yeah, they were a pound to buy. They were a pound to feed.
Oh.
I was standing looking at them for. Honestly, I got lost just staring at them. They're absolute units.
Yeah, they are.
The size
lovely.
Of them.
I know.
They're like rugby players' thighs just floating around in the water.
Did you not notice, though? They weren't eating much today. It's half term.
All the kids have
there's been
this.
Loads of kids. Normally, you go, me and Robin will go like on a Thursday afternoon and it's dead. And you'll feed the fish and they'll be like, gannet, like this. When today, chucked it out and they weren't bothered.
I know. They were hungover. Too much food. On like a carb crash.
Too much. No more. No more chubby little ants feeding us. I'm sick of this shit. No, genuinely nearly got a fish. Could we
right,
get a fish?
Okay.
Should we get a fish?
I don't know. It's just,
why?
They're just boring, man.
I know.
They don't even know that you own them. They forget every like 20 minutes or something. They're stupid.
It's less than that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's like 3 seconds.
Nah, it's not. Can't be 3 seconds. That's
like
no
Dory.
Life. That's no life.
Mate, are you getting it? Actually,
that's got to be an urban myth. It can't be 3 seconds.
Something like that.
Like, oh, I'm wet. Where am I? Oh, I'm a fish. Oh, I'm wet. Where am I? Oh, killers. I'll jump out. If I was that fish, you'd find us on the bench. You'd find us on the kitchen bench. Rolling around in some salt.
Just don't want to be here anymore. But then you'd wake up going, what am I doing? Oh, I'm a fish. Oh, my life's great. You'd forget that you wanted to die.
Oh man, I've just made myself really sad thinking about a fish.
I know. Let's not get one anymore.
Oh God. We were in a pub today and Rosie tried the putting the fork behind the napkin and making it float, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
You know when you hold the so guys, you know when you hold a napkin out and if you put like a fork behind it and you push the fork up and it looks like it's floating. And Rosie was looking at Robin doing it and she was going, look, Robin, it's floating, look, ooh, ooh. And I started, and Robin was like the most unimpressed I've ever seen a human. He was just like looking at you. And you couldn't understand why he wasn't excited. And I was like, Rosie, there's a light directly behind you. And the napkin's made of paper. And all he can see is that you've got your fork behind the napkin. He was just like, this is worse Honestly, than rubbish.
I was wondering why I wasn't impressed. I was like, these new age kids.
You might as well have had it behind a bit of plastic. You might as well have had it behind a see-through greengrocer's bag.
I used to love that when I was a kid.
Oh, I'm knackered today. And I know it's not a weird thing. It's a weird thing to say on a podcast, but and we've been kind of a day off today, just me, you and Robin. It's hard graft, isn't he?
Oh, welcome to my world.
No, no.
Won't you come on in?
No, he's hit a level now.
Are you kidding me? You think this is the worst he's been? This is the easiest? Are you taking the mic?
You gave me a little lion this morning. I came down and he was sitting on the kitchen island eating a Lindt chocolate rabbit. He had the full rabbit. It was about, you know, 8 inches tall, this mm-hmm. rabbit. And he was just eating the full thing, like a carrot.
Right. Can we just... No, he didn't eat the full thing.
No, but he was just eating the top of it. He was just eating like... he'd ate its ears and its head.
No, I'd ate its ears and its head the day before. Right. So he ate the middle bit. He ate the torso.
Right, okay.
Because...
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. He found it.
He's relentless, man.
He found
my point
it.
Is, my point isn't, I'm not having to go at you. He's relentless at the minute. He can find chocolate and sweets in this house that I didn't even know existed.
Same.
I'm not joking.
I know. Something else that's happened this week, which has just caused outrage on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Got a McDonald's because I was severely hungover. Put a picture of it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why it caused uproar?
Okay.
I put me McDonald's on a plate.
Yeah.
People didn't like it.
Well, they're not happy.
Well, it was 50-50 actually. But the people who weren't happy were like, what are you doing?
Right.
Why are you eating your McDonald's off a plate?
Wow.
Why wouldn't you? Why, if you were taking it home,
uh-huh.
why wouldn't you put it on a plate?
Yeah, presentation, enjoy it.
Yeah, like it's a meal.
Yeah.
If you were in a restaurant.
I had mine on the plate.
I put yours on the plate as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And everyone's going off it.
We're not animals, yeah.
Right.
Honestly.
I love that they're offended that you do that in your own house.
No.
On your own. Like, what, right, that's ruined my day. Fuck's it got to do with you?
I got about 10 messages just saying, you've changed.
You've changed?
Like, you've changed. How dare you buy some plates and put your food on it?
Like they've seen you spit on a homeless person. Like, how ridiculous.
Babadoo, 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 ba. What's your beef? 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 Beep, beep, beep.
Do you want me to go first or you go first?
You go first.
Okay, so my beef, it's a long-running beef, Rosemary. It's a long-running beef. I've mentioned it in stand-up previously in different shows. I'm going to bring it back. New listeners, listen up. Old listeners, here's some trodden ground with a new little extra nugget on the end for you.
Oh, chicken nugget.
Rosie, definitely not a chicken nugget. Rosie, you insist... on, even though I've said please don't, you insist on going to the toilet while I'm in the bathroom. I could be brushing my teeth. I could be washing my face. I could be having a bath. I could be having a shower. Rosie comes in, goes to the toilet, right? She does it all the time. Sometimes it's number one, sometimes it's number two. Doesn't matter, right? I'm just as offended by all of them.
Don't do twos.
Right, well, right. Prepare to eat your words, right? The other day, Rosie took it to the next level. Here we go. She remembers it.
Oh, no.
I was cleaning the bath after Robert had had a bath. Rosie came into that room, that specific bathroom, sat down on the toilet. We had had a minor argument / crossed word about something. So Rosie went, as she was having a wee, she went, come here, give us a cuddle. I went, oh, my God. So come here as a cuddle, and she grabbed us and she pulled us towards her for the cuddle while she was having a wee. I cuddled her while she was having a wee. She grabbed us extra tight and shouted, now I'm having a poo, and wouldn't leave loose. And it's not on. It's not on. You should be utterly ashamed of yourself.
Hands down, best thing I've ever done in my adult life. Hands down.
I've never ran out of a bathroom quicker. I thought I'd broke one of your nails.
It's good fun. It's good fun. Oh, I've totally forgot about that, you little bugger.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
No
holds bar, is it? No holds bar.
They all get written down. We've got the wine now. They all get written down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your beef?
Okay, my beef this week, because you've been home a little bit more often, not gigging as much,
right.
Looking after Robin all the time. I've been getting stuff done because I've got, you know, stuff going on now.
Yeah.
I am really sick of you constantly asking me
yeah.
where to take our child. Do you know what I mean?
I knew this was coming.
Right? If you have Robin for the day,
yeah.
I don't care where you're going. I don't want to have to tell you where to go. Put his shoes on, yeah. put your shoes on, leave, and just go somewhere because I couldn't give a shit. Don't ask us where to go. Don't expect me to tell you where to go. I'm not writing you an itinerary, okay? As long as he's fed and he has a drink and he has a bit of fun, possibly some fresh air as well.
Right.
Okay. You haven't even got anything to say because you know every time you look after Robin, you're like, Rosie. And I just think, oh, here it comes.
Because you know.
Where should we go? Where should I take him? Oh!
Right, that's right. You know what it is? This is laziness on your part and nastiness.
What?
Right, okay. So, picture this. It's not a child. We're not married, right? But you live in Rhodes. You live in Rhodes where you used to work, right? You live in Rhodes. You live in the little area, right? I'm visiting. Hey, Rosie. Hey, it's Chris. How are you doing? Haven't seen you for a while. Haven't heard from you. You're like, yeah, of course. How's it going? I go, hey, where's good to go around here? You live here. You know. Oh, I'm not telling you that. What's the fucking point in this? No way.
Sorry, Christopher. I'm not a fucking brochure.
You're not a brochure. You're a parenting manual.
No, I'm not. You've lived here just the same amount of time as me.
You've done stuff with him during the day. I know soft play. I know swimming. Other than that, I don't really know where to go.
Google.
Have they got offices around here?
Well, shitbag. No, Google. All right?
Honestly, I
National Trust.
The
Parks,
National Trust.
Beach. We live at the beach. There's right. three beaches. Four beaches that I can think of. Right?
Life's a
take
beach.
Take them to all of them. Get a bucket and spade. Stop asking us where to take your child.
I bet you loads of blokes listening do that. I bet you. All women, but mainly blokes, because we are useless.
Definitely blokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, okay. I'm going to park that for a bit, because it's made us a bit stressed.
I might just take him with a tip tomorrow.
He loves the tip.
You're not allowed to get out of the car.
What is it?
I saw a sign, kids aren't allowed to get out of the car at the tip.
It's rubbish. He's tall.
He definitely looks like a kid, fine. Though. He's just a 12-year-old bending over.
He's fine. Oh, take him the tip. He loves it.
He does love the tip. Not as much as me. Hey, garden centres and the tip. That's my life now. And I bloody couldn't be happier.
I know. Me
Sometimes
too.
I buy stuff from the garden centre. I just take it straight to the tip and throw it away. I love them that much. I don't really do that.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, it's time for questions from you lovely people.
Questions from the public.
You lovely people.
You lovely people.
Got one here. Let's go straight in. This is from Louise. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Loving the podcast. So as we are all aware, your beef with each other is pure gold. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your beef with people in general?
Oh.
So she's giving an example. She says, like, today I was trying to leave Tesco and basically it took me about 72 hours to get out of the shop because people just walk so slow after paying for their shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they block the entrance with their trolleys. Yeah. I can get on that.
Hate people.
Yeah.
Hate everyone. Do you want to go first or me?
You go first.
Okay. Not so much people in general, but I cannot stand people who work in restaurants.
You're going to say the same one.
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I really?
Yeah. Right. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, guys, this is going to sound like it's planned, but it's not planned.
No, hang
right?
on.
Right.
What's the question right, that people
yeah,
are when you're
the
in
bill,
the restaurant?
Right, okay, yeah? right. Let's say it at the same time, right?
All right,
after,
hang
so,
on.
Hang on. So after you, when they're giving you a bill or when you're paying in a restaurant or when you're leaving the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Or a clothes shop or something.
Or a clothes shop or any yeah. kind of service. They say, we'll say okay. it after three. One, two, three.
What you
got planned
for
the rest of the day?
Yes! Is that yours?
That's literally the first one that
it.
Came to mind.
Hate it.
So if you didn't hear that for the goblin guys, it's when in a shop or in a restaurant, someone who's serving you for no reason will just go, what you got planned for the rest of the day?
They don't care.
They don't give a shit. They've been told to ask that.
I know.
When you're leaving a restaurant, they say, what you got planned for the rest of the day? And sometimes in shops, in shopping centres, they genuinely say, so you're just doing a bit of shopping today then? No, mate. No. Like, or I go, oh, am I? Oh, fuck, is this
shit.
A bag of...
Is this what this is?
Have I just bought this stuff?
Seen it on the telly.
Am
didn't
I
know
shopping?
What it was. Yeah.
Oh,
shopping.
Like, I feel like the last of Sex in the City.
I just find it, as a person who's worked in restaurants and shops, I find it really, like, fake. You don't care what you're doing for the rest of the day. How many people have you asked that today?
What
you
got
planned? Think of something else.
I don't
know. Anything. Anything at all.
Are we dicks? Please, on social media, let me know. Are we dicks for this? But I just can't. I'm paying the bill. I'm about to leave. I've ordered me food with you. I've had a bit crack on with you. Like, you're taking me card out of the machine or whatever. And it's what you got planned for the... Oh, getting the fuck out of here is my first plan. And you are slowing that shit down.
Oh, no. Are we horrible?
I don't know.
Maybe we are.
Don't know.
Do you know what? I would never have got annoyed by that. But I've been married to you for too long. Mm. And your bitterness is rubbing off on me.
Hey, I'm not bitter. I'm a happy little chap. I'm
really You are not a happy little... Get lost.
Put your suntan cream on. I'm Maria Sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely not. I used to be a unicorn.
Do you know, I've started telling them now and then when I can be bothered. It's better if I'm not with you, but now and then if they go, go plan for the rest of the day then, I will see a funeral. Just to shut them down. I will see a funeral just to shut them down. I'm burying me best mate.
Ask me.
What you got planned for the rest of the day?
Couple of wanks. Can we do it? Should we do it? Right, I've got a question here from Caroline in Carlisle, who's married to Mark.
Caroline in Carlisle.
She has said some lovely stuff about the podcast, blah, blah, blah. I'd like to ask a question. As soon as I get through the front door, I kick off my shoes and I'm shoeless for the rest of the day. My husband, on the other hand, can go all day and keep his shoes on. It can be a Friday evening at 11 p.m. We're chilling on the sofa watching TV and he's still got his trainers on. Please, can you confirm that he is the weird one and not me? Caroline, he is so weird. Who keeps their shoes on till 11 o'clock? That's weird, isn't it?
Right.
I'm a slippers girl, you see. As soon as I get in the house, I take my shoes off and I put my slippers on.
Rosie, we both do that. We'll put slippers on straight away. We will put pajamas on. If I know I'm not leaving the house for the rest of the night, pajamas will go on.
Same.
I have been known if you've went, actually, should we get a takeaway? Will you go and pick it up? I've had to get dressed out of pajamas and put other clothes back on and go and do it. I'm talking 6 o'clock at night.
Sounds about that.
Most of our, if you go through our dirty washing basket at any time, most of it is loungewear and pajamas.
Oh, totally.
I 100% agree that it is a bit weird, but I can see, sometimes I like having trainers on around the house because I feel ready. But I would never do it on a night.
Yeah, that's the point. But Sitting on the sofa at night, watching telly with your shoes on. I can't.
Why is it affecting her? That's my question. Just ignore them.
What? I could not live in that. I could not live in the moment of someone having shoes on my sofa. I couldn't relax.
Okay.
Oh, it's like people who come in your house with a coat on. Yeah. Don't take the coat off. You're like, oh, sorry. Got somewhere to be.
Mate, try doing a gig with fuckers on the front row with their coats on. It's the worst.
I can't. We've had people in our house, not naming any names, right? You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Sat there with a cup of tea with a coat on in August. What are you doing? You're going to down that cup of tea and rug up, go for a little run. Get your coat off, you nutter.
Cold ice cubes in that tea.
I don't get it. Our house is warm. We've had, got double glazing.
So if it's Friday night, right, so it's like, I mean, 11 o'clock. It makes it worse 11 o'clock, it's Friday. 11 o'clock's crazy. What, you're nocturnal? Let's be realistic here. Rosie, it's 9:30 on a Friday night. Maybe 8:30.
Right, okay, our world,
you're sitting there in pyjamas, you've got your slippers on, we're putting something, Line of Duty or something on the TV, we've saved up for the week. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there with jeans and trainers on and a shirt.
What?
I'm sitting, I'm not sitting up straight, but I'm, maybe a couple of buttons are undone on the shirt. I've got a beer in my hand, but my feet aren't on the sofa, but I'm sitting there with trainers on. Would you not be able to relax?
I couldn't relax, now. Really? Honestly.
Wow.
I'd be furious. it's really affected us, this. I think it would really upset us.
I think I can understand. Yeah. It would be like you, weirdly, it would be like you sitting there with boots or something on and me just going, what are you doing?
Awful. It's like people who don't have lamps.
Yeah.
Oh. Honestly, I've been to houses before where they'll just have a big light on all night. I've not wanted to go back. Honest to God, they'd be like coming back around mine, we'll do another night. I'm like, yeah, I'll not go back. What makes us sad?
I know exactly what you mean there. Sometimes I drive along the road at night and I look at people's houses if they've got the windows on. And if there's a big light on and someone's sitting watching the telly, I think you better just finish decorating or something.
I know. You know they'll be sitting there with the shoes on.
You better just finish painting or putting some wallpaper up, because that is unacceptable. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There better be a child doing homework in the corner of that room. And you've claimed the can't see and you've had to put the big light on, because this is...
You better be doing a jigsaw, love. Get that light off. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, another question here. Subject is, what do yous think? Ooh. Which means they may be northern, but I'm honest with you. If I'm reading the bulk of this correctly, they're from another planet. Listen to this. Just wanted to get your opinion on mine and my fiancé's sleeping arrangements. Most nights, we end up sleeping on the sofa. I've got three blankets behind the sofa that we always use when watching TV. One of us ends up falling asleep first, and the other one of us just snuggles up and goes to sleep too. Is this weird? I keep saying that we should stop doing this and use the bed, but my partner thinks it's not a big deal. We don't have kids, so I guess it would probably be different if we did. I do love that it means the bed is always made every morning. Also, I love how little space we have together on the sofa, so we have to be as close as possible. I'd honestly have a single bed for us if he'd let me. What do you think? I think you're making us sick, is what I think.
Right. One, why are all the weirdos emailing in? And two, he's going to murder her. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly. But I mean, I love making up. I love waking up every morning and the bed's made. You don't need it. Put a gym in. Turn it into an office.
I'm not being funny, but I've said it once, I'll say it again. These people are costing the NHS millions. Bet they've both got bad backs.
Yeah.
Honestly, imagine that. Listen, them at work, my back's killing us. Yeah. Oh, what kind of mattress you got? Mattress? I'm sleeping on a mattress. What do you sleep on? I sleep on the sofa, my lass. Why? Just romantic. Oh, shut up.
You're Danielle Clark. You better be getting a private chiropractor. That better not be on my tax money. I'll be furious. She's wrote here as well. P.S. Trying not to be weird here, but I just want to add that it doesn't affect our sex life, so that's definitely not a problem. So if you are friends with Danielle Clark, when you go around, maybe put your jacket down before you sit on the sofa.
Ew!
Animals.
Ew! Oh. Do you remember being, right, well, you might not have done this because I don't know what your social life was like when you were younger. Mm-hmm. But I remember being younger and being at like house parties and stuff with lads and like lasses and whatever. And everyone used to just sleep everywhere.
Yeah.
Fun until you have to go to sleep. Then it's just hell. You don't sleep at all. It's so uncomfortable and you just want to die. But you don't have any money to get home. You're too young to know taxi numbers and you can't ring your mum or dad because they'd be like, you're at a boy's house? What?
Exactly.
So I don't understand that logic when you've got a bed upstairs.
Absolutely. I was at I'm not exaggerating here. Well, I am exaggerating slightly, but a bit of hyperbole. It was one of the worst nights of my life, in scare quotes. New Year's Eve, I went up to Newcastle with a load of people and we went back to a flat in Jesmond to my mate's house. My mate was in the bed with some girl. The beds of his housemates were locked. His bedrooms of his housemates were locked because they'd gone back home from uni. There must have been six people on the sofa, easily, all sitting up. There was a couple of armchairs with people on them. The only floors available was the floor in the room with me, mate, and the girl, but they were doing stuff, so you can't sleep on the floor while people are doing stuff. Was the bathroom floor, which was manky and soaking.
Oh, God.
The kitchen floor, which like looked like a changing room of a rugby team. There was like wet mud footprints all over that. Then the living room floor and the landing floor were all covered in pine needles off the Christmas tree taken out the day before. I stood on the landing, nearly in tears, and waited 2 hours for a taxi.
Oh, no.
I was crying when I got in the taxi. I was actually crying.
Oh, bless you.
I was crying. It was horrible.
That's hellish.
Pine needles everywhere.
Please explain.
I was in my indie boy days, so I only had like an ill-fitting leather jacket and some skinny jeans. Imagine how cold I was, full of fucking pine needles.
Please explain the people who were sleeping, sitting up on the
It looked like, have you ever been to someone's house and they've got a little display bit for their Barbie dolls, but there's too many Barbie dolls, and they're all sort of leaning against the wall? It was six people asleep on a three-person sofa, and they all had planned it. They all had sleeping bags on with the hoods, so the hoods were up and they're all down like Kenny from South Park.
So they knew they were going to sleep there.
Yeah, they were all sitting sleeping on there. Yeah, it was crazy. And I was just like, it was me and Adam Hogarth, my mate, and we were just walking around. Hoagie, if you're listening, it was, honestly, I remember we got in the taxi, he didn't even speak to us because he knew I was ready to blow. I think I was crying when I got in the taxi.
That's hellish.
It was sleep deprivation. There was nowhere to sit or lie down. I had to stand for 2 hours waiting for a taxi.
What if you never told me?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got a question here now. As a parent, this is something I feel this is going to happen to us at some point. I know it is.
Divorce?
No. Dear Rosie and Chris, this weekend was at my girlfriend's grandparents' wedding anniversary and we'd been out drinking to celebrate. As often happens, after a bit of day drinking, we got a bit frisky afterwards. Brackets, not to your podcast. Thanks for clearing that up.
Thank God.
But to our horror, her dad opened her bedroom door midway through me going to town on her to let the cat in. Why is it funny that he's letting the cat in?
Why is he letting the cat in our room?
The cat must have wanted to go in our room. Obviously heard a bit of action going on and thought, here we go, my turn. I love that our dad opened the door. Like, in you go, Tuppence. Oh, good God.
So what happened?
I haven't yet seen him, and quite frankly, I'm not sure I can ever face him again. Do I apologise? Do I give him time to pretend it never happened? What on earth would you do? Cheers, Henry. Now, I didn't expect your name to be Henry, but happy days.
Is he talking about the cat or his dad?
He haven't seen the cat since. Do I apologise? Do I shake his paw? Oh, that's great.
Oh, gosh.
Really embarrassing. Really embarrassing.
Yeah, horrific.
Geez. I don't know how I would handle that. Thankfully, I've never been in that situation. I've never had as the man having sex with the woman and then the dad of the woman, if he caught you,
it would feel,
not that... It's strange because it's just your daughter and they're obviously in a loving relationship. And I love the fact that it was the grandparents' wedding anniversary and that got you in the mood, weirdo, Henry. But it would be weird.
I think what I would do is just never mention it.
Yeah.
Happened to me once, really? Years ago.
Okay.
Just never mentioned it.
Who caught who? What happened?
No, it was my boyfriend's mom.
Boyfriend's mom. Okay.
I was like, no.
Just never mention it.
Never mentioned it ever. Neither did she.
Wow.
It was just like this thing that we don't mention.
Right.
Because it was horrific. She wasn't letting a cat in. She was getting some washing.
She wasn't letting a cat in. And since then, she hasn't let the cat out of the bag. Now, while I was giggling when you were talking there, because the closest I've ever come to this, and I don't think I've told you this.
Oh, I love it. I don't think I've told you this.
An ex-girlfriend of mine, I was staying at a house, and I think it was the summer, it was really hot, and I think I'd slept with no clothes on.
And on I a went, sofa, sat up.
Covered in pine needles. It's my thing. I'd slept with no clothes on, and I got out of bed, and it was like, I think I might have been drinking or something. I needed like like a weird early morning wee. It must have been like 6 a.m. Right. Something. And I walked to the toilet with nothing on.
What, and in her house?
Yeah, because it was like 6 a.m. on like a Saturday. I thought no one would be up. And I walked to the toilet and I was having a wee with nothing on and I left the door open. And her dad opened the door.
No.
Right? Her dad opened the door behind us and I went, oh, I'm in here, sorry. And I just, I just heard him go like, oh, like that. Oh. And then he walked off down the corridor back to his bedroom and I just heard him going like, oh, God. Oh.
Ruined that man's day.
Honestly,
poor bloke.
I still feel bad about it now.
Not surprised.
He just sounded just destroyed.
Well, put it in, now that you have a child.
Yeah.
Say Robin, you know, we don't know what he's, you know, he might be gay, might be straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Say Robin brings a bloke home.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, 6 o'clock in the morning, you just go some in and see some bare bloke's arse in your toilet. Like, it's not the best thing to see first thing in the morning.
I'm not defending myself. I felt really bad. I felt terrible. I still feel bad about it now. And I don't know how, but you've managed to make us feel worse.
Oh, very funny. Look at us learning things each other.
You know what it is? Genuinely, we did a few warm-ups. So if you listen to the trailer of the podcast, you'll have heard a few stories that you haven't heard yet on the podcast because they were on warm-up little ones that we did. And then we left it far too late and we changed the name and we changed a few things. But we said straight away, we learned stuff about each other that we'd never, ever learned before. Because you don't sit and talk this intensely with your partner.
God, no.
Ever.
No.
So, yeah.
But we're quite okay talking about exes. I know some people who never, ever mention like ex relationships or anything about their past. Like, it's like, it's just like they've been born at 24.
Yeah.
And only ever known that person.
Nothing happened before then.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's kind of like, I know what you mean. Some people if they mention their ex, their partner, so they go, oh, you know me ex. And like, that's where they finish speaking. But their partner, he has a little invisible, you know me ex, who I still love in the background. You know me ex, who I never wanted to leave. Babadoo, 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 ba. Lovely question here. They've just signed it. They haven't even signed their name. And it's from a tattoo supplies email. So I don't know who the person is. One of the shortest questions we've ever had for the podcast.
Okay.
Just wondering, .. how the fuck do you fold fitted sheets? Sincerely yours, a confused twat and a kiss.
Lovely question.
It's a great question.
How do you fold a fitted sheet?
I start with all of the hope and promise of folding a normal sheet.
Is it? Well, you can't really fold a fitted sheet.
Well, what I'm saying is I go, I can do this. I've never been able to do this before. Every time I go, I'll be able to do this.
Mm.
And I get it. And fold it in half. Fold it in half is the easiest bit. Mm. And then you fold it in quarter and you go, okay. And you go to fold it again. When you're making that straight edge, go to fit that crumpled mess at the bottom.
It's not happening.
And then, I'm not joking, have you ever seen like the old Rocky films where he's got the speed ball and he goes brrrr with his hands?
I just spin
my hands around like that, wrap it up and just throw it in the back of the drawer.
Yep, I've seen it. Well done.
What about you?
Can't say I've ever done it. Don't think I've ever folded a fitted sheet.
You need to sleep on the mattress.
Terrible question. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Got another question here from Emily. Emily and Becca it's from.
Oh.
Our question is aimed at Rosie. One, how did you separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of finding a man? I.e., when did you know that Chris was the man for you? Oh, I love this question already, I think. Because if you say you're just settled, I call bullshit act.
Do you want the real answer or do you want the real answer?
Just come on.
I think it was when you showed me your bank account.
Shut up, you liar.
That I actually thought, right, this is the
That's
one.
That's not a thing I do. I don't go, hey. Oh, hey, can you check this app's working? Oh my God, no, did you see that?
No. No, I know. No, really though, I think... We were like a little bit of a nice little fairy tale, weren't we?
We were.
I think we just knew.
When you knew. When I tell people how fast it all happened for us, it's craziness. I just wanted to get a podcast off the ground, I'll be honest with you.
This is true. Then again, though, I think you hid a lot of your weird things from us.
Yeah, of course you got
it. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
No, that's not a thing you can do.
You do as well. You hid some of your stuff. You hid the fact that you're a disgusting, filthy slob and that you just need crap lying everywhere and you could happily live in just a pile of shit and not be bothered. Only this goes both ways.
Oh gosh, yeah? It was a sense of humour.
Goes both ways. We got a second part of the question.
Oh yeah,
and I really like this one. Did you find that men were/are intimidated by your skillful banter.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Oh, dear goodness. No, I don't think anyone's ever been intimidated.
No?
Do you? I don't think
by
they
your
have.
Skillful banter.
No.
I see you sometimes talking to blokes. Like,
do you?
Well, yeah, it's my thing. I'm normally in the cupboard. I see you talking to blokes. And sometimes, like, yeah, sometimes guys can't handle, like, you know, when you're, like, sort of dropping, like, punchlines and jokes and saying, like, funny things in conversation. Sometimes, I think. There's a lot of old... I know what she's talking about. This is Emily and Becker. I know, you know, they'll have met men who... There's still blokes out there who want a woman to be silent. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, I've never found them men attractive, though. That's
exactly,
the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
I've always gone, my type is, like, arrogant bastards.
It's backfired. Chris. It's backfired. It's backfired. Thanks for your question. Don't email again. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's one of my favourite parts of the podcast now. It's time for our celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
This is the gorgeous and very funny Tom Rosenthal.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. Rosie, I would just like to take this opportunity to apologise for the mean things I said to your husband on Comedy Central's Roast Battle. That is just the show, and I hope you can forgive me. Chris, I just want you to know that I meant every single one of them, and I'll never forgive you for saying I look like a pigeon. Now, my question is this. Do you guys watch TV series together, and do you get that thing when the other one has watched like an episode before you have, and do you ever get frustrated about that fact? If you don't watch a TV series together, can I recommend Plebs and Friday Night Dinner to you and all your listeners? They are... excellent.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Thanks, Tom. Good, thanks. Good question.
Good question. Staying on brand as well, because he's a TV star.
Oh, he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
That is actually one of our biggest bugbears, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sick of having to watch stuff when you're here. Waiting for you to come home to watch stuff is painful, not going to lie. And Game of Thrones has just started again.
Yes.
So if you think I'm hanging around for you...
Whoa. I'll divorce you. I'll cancel the podcast. I'll do it.
Right, well,
do you want me to unplug this mic?
This is my only job.
I'll unplug them both.
You'd be ruining my life.
Now, people ask that. You know, I've been asked that before, and it's the thing with couples. It's like, you're just locked in, aren't you?
Mm.
You're locked in. You start watching something together, that's it, mate.
I know.
That's it.
But it's okay for couples who are, you know, together all the time,
yeah,
have similar shifts at work so that on a night time they'll be together. Uh-huh. People who have different shifts or a partner who works away quite a lot, it's hell on earth.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something really gripping and really good. What was it with us? Was it Broadchurch? What was it?
Well, there was
something that we were watching and you weren't here and I was like, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
And well, I was desperate to watch it.
I will sometimes let you go, right? But now, your thing, right? This was genuinely going to be one of my beefs, right? But I'll bring it out now. Your favourite thing that we do, me and you will start watching a TV show together. We'll start watching it. It'll be great. We'll get to a slightly slower paced episode than the rest of them. You go, don't know if I like this show anymore. We could be, right? We never are, but we could be 99 episodes into a 100 episode series. Yeah. And you'll go, don't know if I don't like this anymore. Don't want to watch it. Halfway through an episode, right? I go, fuck you then. And I start watching it, right? Don't I? And then about
two weeks later, I'll go, by the way,
I've just watched like 4 more episodes of that. It got really good. And then Rosie goes, oh, will you wait while I catch up?
You've done it with Billions. I'm really upset about it.
Watched it for 6 months.
I know, but I did really like it. It just went a bit slow for a while.
You gotta stick
with it. No, but you gotta get a script in. You gotta get a...
Listen, work for
HBO. You've gotta keep me interested, right? Because I've got a lot going on in me little brain and I need to be hooked. If I'm not hooked, I ain't got time. And they're so flipping long.
What am I supposed
Every episode's a bastard hour. Do you know what I mean? It's a long time. That's half a film. I'm not being funny.
What do you mean? How am I supposed to keep you gripped?
You don't have to keep his grip. Tell the people making the
film. I thought you were talking to me. I thought you were talking to me.
Robin's in bed. No, I don't mean you. It's not your fault. You're not the one on the telly.
Oh, I thought
it's
you meant
TV program.
I thought you meant me as your partner in life and in watching shows. I thought you meant I had to keep you gripped. And genuinely, do you know what? I just worked out quickly in my head there when I thought you meant it. I was just going to hold the Easter egg next to the telly.
I'd just be salivating. I wouldn't be able to watch the program. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's Shag Married Annoyed. Make sure you do subscribe so you can know when they are coming out. They'll come out every Friday. Hope you've enjoyed this episode with wine. Not too much though, because I'm trying to lose a bit of weight for my summer holiday, and wine, like you know, is really bad for putting on weight. A bottle of wine.
The fear in your eyes there.
It's true. A bottle of wine is equivalent to 4 Mars bars, apparently.
So I shouldn't. Shocking. So I shouldn't have been dipping these Mars bars in this wine. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please, if you want to get in touch, email shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. It's lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much. And see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.